Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's December 8, 2021. I'm Benjamin Bernstein, your host and facilitator and the founder of Awakening Plus and all that good stuff. Anyhow, tonight we're doing our immunity boosting healing and awakening event. We will, after we set up our sacred container, we will do embodied awakening to get in the groove, and then we will call in immunity boosting. We've of course got a lot of COVID going around. We've got the Delta variant, which has been with us a while. The new Omicron is surging up. So we want to have the divine make us as immune potent as we can be. And whatever other healing and awakening we'll welcome as well.
Excuse me.
I've had a busy day. So we'll get all that done. I request, as always, as we get into this work, that you do not do anything else. Again, I request no multitasking because we co-create the field, and I respectfully ask that you behave as if you're right here in the physical space with me, if at all possible. You'll have a better experience, and because whatever energy you hold will transmit to everyone else who ever has done, will do, or is doing the call anywhere in time and space. You're co-creating the field, and that's the main reason I make the request, is to have the best possible effect for others. If you need to leave the call before we close the sacred container, that's okay. Just ask the allies to gently ease you out, and they will do so, and there will be no disruption of the field. All right, so let's get into it. What's going to yawn one more time? All right, I invite you to close your eyes, and as I call the directions and allies, I recommend you be really passive. If you feel energy moving in your body, just note that and be the witness of that as your focus. If you don't feel energy in you, then just feel the breath coming and going on its own. Please, no breath control. The more passive we are in this kind of work, the more effective it becomes. So here we go. Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wirakochan, Inti, Kwi. I am that I am. I call on my own embodied awakening, my own Christ consciousness, my own service to other fourth density or higher consciousness. I call spirit songs higher self, Ama, the hugging saint, ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. I call all remaining archangels whose presence serves highest good. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Saima. I call our elemental allies. I call our benevolent ancestors. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Hedgehog, Deer. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, the bubble is having trouble forming, so I want you all to please relax and just be really passive. Please don't try to make it happen yourself. Just relax and let the allies do it for us, please. That's better. There we go. Thank you. This is not just lip service, guys. We're really doing energy stuff here. Okay, we have a lovely container. So now let's do embodied awakening to get in the best possible shape to do the rest of our work. It's kind of like suiting up for the big game. So just in case there's anyone here who hasn't done this before, what we do here is call our higher self to merge with our human self. And then the higher self does that to the greatest extent that serves highest good. You could think of your body as a car. Your ego slides to the passenger seat so your divine can drive. And at any point, your ego can slide right back over and take the wheel again if it wants to. So there's no danger or risk. And you can reverse it anytime you like. Not the car, but the process. The benefits of embodied awakening include more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you can do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much, you can know what to do through intuition more, and there can be more bliss. So that all sounds good. I invite you to, in a moment, repeat some words after me. You'll be speaking directly to your higher self. That is, of course, the beautiful being of light that created the human you. So do this out loud if you can. If that's not feasible, then just do it silently. It'll work either way. Here we go. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please release the words and go super passive. Just be. If you feel energy moving inside you, just feel that energy passively. If you don't feel that, just feel your breath coming and going whenever it wants to. You'll probably get the best result from this technique if you do the following. If you do not use any effort or willpower, try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I also recommend you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. If at any point you get distracted, please treat the distraction as an uninvited guest. Please don't fight it. Don't try to change it. Let it be as it is. And you return your attention back to feeling energy or feeling breath. If the distraction persists in the background, fine, let it do its thing. Ignore it. Keep coming back to energy awareness or breath. Finally, it helps to know the least effort needed to hold the awareness of energy or breath. And we'll play with that right now. I invite you for a moment to drop to no effort at all, zero effort, starting now. So here we are at zero effort. If you still have awareness of energy or breath at no effort, no effort is the perfect amount. Stay there. If you've lost that awareness at zero, then start adding little bits of effort back into the mix. The idea is to add back barely enough effort to feel energy or breath, and no more than is actually needed. The less effort that gets the job done, the better. There's more space for the divine to do its work. So just find that sweet spot, either no effort or very little, just enough to get the job done, and relax into that. Be passive otherwise. Keep coming back to that simple awareness of energy or breath if you get distracted. I can feel some of you beautiful souls already in embodied awakening. I am fortunately able to feel the overall effect, both from those on the live call and those on the recording later. So wherever you may be, you are contributing to the overall field. There are no spectators here, only participants. So if you're in embodied awakening, just relax into that. How would you know? If you're in embodied awakening, all the following four things are true at the same time. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, and effortless. So if you're there, just chill, rest, enjoy, and know that your simple presence there in that state is going to help everybody else on this call get there more easily or deepen the state they're already in. So if you're in embodied awakening, just chill completely and be. The state will hold itself. If you're not, continue being super passive, either using no effort at all, no effort at all to feel your energy or your breath, or using the least effort needed to hold that awareness. Okay, it feels like the allies are about ready to do their thing here. So even if you didn't make it to embodied awakening all the way, that's fine. Any movement in that direction is a step in the right direction and is helpful. Full embodied awakening is certainly not a prerequisite to continue. Just come with us regardless. Allies, we so appreciate your presence. Thanks for your patience while we got our embodied awakening on. And we now ask of you, allies, that each person in this process, whether they're doing it live or on the recording, now receive the maximum immunity boosting, healing, and spiritual awakening that serves their highest good. Thank you, allies, for blessing us in this way. So grateful. Let it be so. Okay, here comes the energies. Now, the nature of this process is it all gets blended together. So you might be getting all three things happening at once. They might be coming in sequence. Different people will be getting different things at different times. It's totally customized for each person by the divine. And if you come back to this as an archive recording, every time you do it, it'll be different. So therefore, I will only, as we get into this, do commentary on really obvious energetic shifts that I feel would be noticed by most people. There may be extended periods of silence where I'm not talking at all, but simply holding space. So just relax into those and know that I am with you energetically, even if I'm not yakking it up. So I invite you now to become super passive, relax, have whatever experience is coming up. If you feel things, then notice the feeling. If there's visuals, you're welcome to be present with the visuals. The one recommendation I do make is if there's thoughts happening, I do not recommend focusing on the thoughts. Just let them yammer in the background. And my preference is always feeling, but if you're a visual person, you can relax into whatever visuals are happening as well. Just be present with what is, and your passivity and awareness will let the divine really help you out the best. So here we go. Among the things that might happen is that your body might shake, tremble, or vibrate. You may scream or cry or vocalize in some other way. You might need to move your body in some way to release energy. All that's fine if it's sort of spontaneously inspired. Don't be a drama queen for the hell of it, but also, if possible, don't hold back if the body needs to release in some way. No one will hear you on this call, since everybody's muted, except me. Some of us will be moving energy only for ourselves. Others who are willing and able may be processing energy for others on the call, which is a great privilege and beautiful service to give if it happens. Whatever's going on, especially challenging stuff, I recommend staying really passive. Just feeling the energy moving and let the divine take care of everything. They're very good at it. Just keep relaxing into whatever process you're having. The divine is mixing up immunity boosting, healing, and awakening in whatever way serves your highest good. The allies would like a little music to support the process. Hey, 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 hey Well, that got some energy moving. So some of us are getting a very strong healing flow right now. Just relax and let this intense energy pass through you so it can flush out whatever you don't need. If at any point my description is not matching your experience, please just go with whatever's happening for you anyway. Please do not use effort to try to match what I'm describing if it isn't spontaneously happening. I'm feeling some really strong brain stimulation with incoming energy. Just relax into that if you're having a similar experience. And now I'm feeling a really strong energy all through the body, just a very strong flushing effect coming in the crown and just flushing down through the whole body. There's even a little bit of a headache on the right side. And I don't ever get headaches. The frontal lobe. Yeah, they're shaking a lot of things up right now that are in the way of optimal immunity. So please just relax into whatever shakeup they're doing in you and allow to flush away any heavy energies that would like to exit your field. Just keep relaxing into whatever's happening for you. I got some strong medicine coming down the pipeline. It's good stuff. Yeah, it's still a lively field of energy, so let's just keep relaxing into it and letting our beautiful allies help us out. Continue relaxing and allowing whatever's happening for you. I have a lot of heavy energy flushing out my hands and feet right now. Okay, I'm feeling more embodied again. So feels like we're nearing the end of the process. So what they're doing now is integrating into the physical body the higher vibrations that you received or got to. So please remain passive, just feel, hold awareness wherever you feel energy moving or work being done. If you can't feel any of that, just feel your breath come and go on its own. They want a guitar and voice song, so I'll get my guitar. Spirit Song and I did this one a few events ago. Called Illumina. Relax and let this music be in the background of your process.
Oh, grandioso sol, sol central. Oh, grandioso sol, sol central. Fuego fue yo, iluminado. grandiosa água pura, oh grandiosa água pura, ilumina, 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 ilumina. Oh, grandiosa eres limpia. Oh, grandiosa eres limpia. Grandiosa medicina, oh grandiosa medicina, ilumina, 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 ilumina. Grandiosa ayahuasca, oh grandiosa ayahuasca, ilumina, 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 ilumina. Grandiosa familia, oh grandiosa familia, ilumina, 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 ilumina.
All righty. Feels pretty solid. I feel pretty solid in my body, and hopefully you do too. So the song served to integrate the energies into the physical body. So to see if you don't feel your body feeling quite a bit more subtle and tingly than when we started. You're feeling that new immunity in there, made possible through some healing and and some deeper awakened energy in the mix as well. At least that's what I'm feeling. Okay, that feels good. Before we close, allies, we ask that this good medicine that we have created now be broadcast out to all other beings who will benefit from it. This in no way diminishes the effect for us, but it's just amplified in the sharing. So everyone, if you would like, just imagine this energy going out to all other beings whom it will serve. And know that you are in no way being diminished by doing so. That feels good. Energy's coming back to ourselves. Allies, thank you so much for this beautiful process. Thank you for the healing, the awakening, the immunity boosting, all other benefits received. You're so kind, so gracious, so beautiful, so potent, so loving. We really appreciate your help, allies. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Any of you still working with anyone who's been part of this event, live or on the recording, allies, please stay with that person to the greatest extent that serves highest good, for as long as it serves highest good. Thank you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? All right, that closes the sacred container. And that means we can all jump in and talk about it. So I'm going to allow unmuting. Anyone can now unmute themselves at will and speak up if you wish. You're also welcome to type in the chat window. So feel free to jump in whenever you're ready. And if no one jumps in right away, as sometimes happens, we can just continue to enjoy the afterglow of that lovely energy. The floor is open. Gene types, as usual, I loved the music. I'm glad to hear that, Gene. I love it too. But I only do music when I'm told to. Gene also has typed, music has a way of entering my body that words cannot do. It certainly does. Ooh, the energy is shifting in a lovely way, kind of soaking in real beautifully. I'm just called to mention, I just watched the one of the latest Marvel movies called Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings on Disney Plus, and it's wonderful, such a great movie. But I'm a serious Marvel fanboy. I love their stuff. Okay, so not a lot of verbiage tonight. Therefore, last call for feedback. So if you have anything you'd like to ask or share, please unmute and speak. If you're on the phone, that's star six. Otherwise, just click the mic icon, or if you want to type in the chat, that's fine too. Brian types, much appreciated, Benjamin. Thank you and blessings, everyone. SK types, can you spell the name of the song you sang with guitar? I can. It's Ilumina, but it's a Spanish word. So it's spelled differently than we would in English. Ilumina is the song title. And if you want to find it, there's a lovely site called medicinesongs.net. They put up a bunch of beautiful songs that are often sung in plant spirit ceremonies, and Ilumina is up there if you want to check it out. I believe the page has the words, the chords, and they've got links to some performances of the song as well, and it's all free. SK says, so lovely. Thank you for info. Deanna, hi.
Hi. As usual, this was a very different evening. Right before we got started, I started having some extreme fatigue. And I thought, okay, maybe we're getting started early. But I also am doing grant writing with work, which is really heavy brain work. And that has just felt like it isn't flowing very smoothly. And so it's a big work project, feels like a blockage. So I sit down to do this tonight and I was exhausted. And I've started having something on my right. Let's see, the left knee, I bumped the front of my left knee and bruised it. Ooh. And then the next day I started feeling like spasming, cramping, almost like the fascia or the tendon, not the muscle, but behind the left knee started getting tight, and that has gotten worse. And so tonight it was quite uncomfortable, but during this healing, it just felt warmth. And I thought, okay, maybe that's clearing whatever is blockage. And now it started with a Charlie horse. It's like I relaxed into everything, and now there's still something going on and just a random Charlie horse. So I'm wondering if I feel like it's almost connected to the brain stuff and the grant writing, but I'm not right sure. It just.
I'm not getting any particular insight as to, you know, the particulars of that situation, but I am getting the sense that they're working on it and helping it to heal. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, I definitely feel different. My brain is not as tired. Like this fatigue I had an hour ago is better. And I'm generally tingly, like I can feel the energy flowing through. And so it feels like they're not done with whatever's happening.
Okay. Well, yeah, let them run as long as they want to. They don't mind working overtime.
Yeah, well, good, because I could use it right now.
Yeah, so, thanks for thank being you. Here, Dan. Yeah, that reminds me of a silly little joke I love. The joke is, why didn't the pony talk much? And the answer is, because he was a little horse.
That sounds like a dad joke.
Yeah, it's a dad joke for sure.
Yeah.
So Carmen has typed, just feeling very peaceful. Thank you. Thanks for the great feedback, Carmen. Glad you're feeling good. Any other feedback, questions, comments, anything at all? If not, we'll wrap it up. So SK is typing, you ask us to request to leave the energy field if we need to step away. Is it just as easy to rejoin? Yes. So come on back in and say, allies, here I am. Just let me back in. And it's just that easy. Good question. I never thought about that, but it certainly should work both ways. Yeah, I'm getting a tingle of confirmation on that, so for sure. Okay, so that feels like a wrap. Many thanks to you all once again. I just keep appreciating everyone who shows up for these events. And so grateful to all those who are willing to come and work on themselves and hold space for others and do all this beautiful work in this particular way. So big gratitude and namaste, y'all. For those of you who are hearing this live or quickly, today is the 8th and 9th. We have our monthly support call. So come on over tomorrow night, the Thursday, the 9th, at 8 p.m. Eastern, and we'll all hang out and support each other personally. So feel free to show up for that. That's not recorded, so you got to do that live or not at all. So thanks again, everyone. Bye-bye.